A retelling of the classic poem, it was the night before Christmas stories saved for Christian families. It was midnight in the old stone chapel that had long stood at the edge of the moor, its stained glass windows glowing faintly like the remnants of forgotten dreams. The world outside lay cloaked in fog, frost clinging to every iron gate, every gravestone half buried in the whitened stillness. Inside, a single candelabra flickered, its black tapers burning with a soft crimson light that filled the pews with warmth and a trace of mystery. For the Mortmain family, Christmas Eve was not a bustle of chaos and glittering tinsel, but a hushed, sacred time. They gathered in the chapel dressed in deep hues, sable, midnight blue, and velvet wine, not as a sign of mourning, but of reverence. The older children polished the candle holders, and the youngest placed black roses near the nativity scene. Even their shadows seemed to stand still, listening for the sounds of angels in the night wind. Near the altar, Mother Mortmain read from the Gospel of Luke, her voice echoing against the vaulted ceiling. "For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord." Her tone carried a strange beauty, the weight of centuries. In that moment, the Gothic and the divine were not in opposition, but in conversation. The holy appeared through the haunting, the cradle and the cross intertwined in the same truth. As the bells of midnight tolled, Father Mortmain invited the family to walk into the churchyard. Snow fell like quiet ash upon the graves, but above them burned the stars, solemn, protective, eternal. They spoke prayers for the lost and rejoiced for the living. The children whispered of ghostly choirs singing somewhere beyond the mist, perhaps angels cloaked in shadow, so the fragile would not fear their brilliance. Returning inside, they shared a small feast, dark bread and sweet spiced milk, while carols played softly on an ancient organ. The melody wound through the air like incense, warm and melancholic. They spoke of hope amid sorrow, of love that transcends suffering, and of the baby born into night so he could teach the world to find light. When the final candle was snuffed, the family lingered in silence. Outside, dawn waited patiently, still wrapped in silver cloud. Mother Mortmain smiled faintly as she said, "Even on the coldest night, he is near." And so, in their quiet, shadowed way, the Mortmain celebrated the most luminous truth of all, that Christ came not only for the day, but also for the dark.